Two Guys, One Reel Podcast.
Welcome back to the Two Guys, One Reel Podcast with your hosts,
Kevin
and Anthony. And we are tonight here at Werribee Plaza here in Melbourne, Victoria. And we're going to see...
Sinners,
starring Michael B. Jordan and Hailee Steinfeld. And directed by Ryan Coogler.
Yes.
What are you thinking, Kev?
Well, from the trailer that we have watched, I don't know, I'm pretty optimistic and I'm pretty excited, to be honest.
Same here, Kev.
I'm like, it's going to be a bit of a wild ride, I reckon, hopefully.
Tapping into the 1930s culture.
And I hope they actually incorporate that.
Yeah.
In the movie, which I'm hoping they do, because I've seen it's already what on Rotten Tomatoes 100% apparently.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Exactly, but that's all early critics, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's
hearing a lot of great things about the acting and about the music. It's really making waves across the world.
Yeah. So I am hoping that it lives up to its hype and be a very good horror film.
Definitely, and it's great to see another collaboration between Michael B. Jordan and the director Ryan Coogler, famous for their Creed movies and Black Panther.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
It's great to see them doing an original film.
Exactly.
Yeah, original idea, and so we need more of that at the cinemas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something a little bit more original and something different.
Yeah.
You know, and coming off of the trailer, like, I'm not exactly sure exactly what exactly is going to happen, but...
Like, you don't know what to expect.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping they kept that. I'll do a little bit, but we'll see.
What I like about that, though, is they don't reveal too much.
No.
Keeps you guessing.
Exactly.
Some trailers give away way too much.
Yep.
And while we're speaking of trailers, guys, stay tuned. Here's the trailer for Sinners.
Welcome to Club Juice.
I'm thinking we open up next weekend. It's gotta be tonight. Grand opening, start with a bang. Or we start with a misfire.
You built something here tonight, and it was beautiful. But it was built on a lie.
So guys, we're gonna go see the movie now. And when we get out, we're going to give you our first fresh popcorn bucket review.
Oh.
Can't wait.
Yes, can't wait.
That's going to be our first popcorn bucket rating, folks.
There we go. Popcorn bucket, you heard it here.
Yeah. I think we'll stick with that, Kev.
All right. And we will speak to you afterwards.
Stay tuned.
Hey guys, we're back. We just came out of Sinners, and what do you think, Anthony? What are your thoughts right now?
Very impressed, mate. It was a very, very entertaining film. Very unexpected.
Yes.
Completely full of surprises. And yeah, I've walked out of there very happy. I mean, very, very impressed. What do you think, mate?
Oh, the same. I was pretty impressed about the whole thing, and like when we watched the trailer, it didn't give away. The trailer was really good.
Yeah.
It didn't give away too much. Like it's not what you're expecting.
Yeah, and so, I think that Michael B. Jordan was very strong in both roles that he played. Playing brothers would have been a very, very interesting thing. Like a very hard for him, I'm sure, but especially to develop two different personalities. And also adapting it to a 1930s timeline.
Yes.
And, you know, the young actor who played Sam, you know, again, it's his debut film. So,
really?
Yeah, being his first movie, that's pretty good considering the cast.
Yep.
Delroy Lindo, he's an amazing actor, you know, and him, you know, he's been in so many movies, but... Yeah, like the fact that Ryan Coogler was able to bring such a cast together Yep. Yeah, very impressed, mate.
Yeah, and like I said, like what I think as well is it kept the, with it being classified as a horror film, it keeps to it pretty well.
Yeah, and it made it interesting. Yes. It wasn't just like your typical vampire, they appear and they get killed, and you know, it was like literally like they were leaving breadcrumbs and telling them, just come with us. Let us take you.
Is that too much?
No.
You know?
No, I actually enjoyed it because, like, obviously the introduction to them, well, when you see them at first.
Given the trailer, you can kind of expect what it's going to be about.
And what I like is the connecting threads because, like, obviously you see in the beginning where, you know, they purchase, you know, the barn, you know. Yep. And so it makes...
Try not to give it away too much.
No spoilers, guys. No spoilers.
No spoilers, but it's hard to talk about. It's
hard not to, but exactly. Like at the same time, it's like... But you see the little breadcrumbs they leave you throughout the film that connect you to the end of the film.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you realise, oh, that's how... Okay.
Yep.
And then, like... There was many moments where I think both of us were sitting forward in our chairs like, wow, that was pretty good.
It wasn't what I expected.
No.
Like, I thought it was going to be more like, I still classify it as a horror, but I thought it was going to be just a generic sort of horror film like we see nowadays, but no. I feel like it was artfully done, actually.
Very.
It was unexpected.
And would you agree... the music was a character in the movie too.
Yes, that's going to be a key thing that we're going to be talking about.
We're going to
when we do a more of a deep dive review coming up.
Definitely.
So,
but I would like to know officially, being our second review after your masterful Minecraft review.
Thank you.
How many popcorn buckets do you rate it?
I'd give it a 9 out of 10 in my opinion. 9 out of 10.
I think I'd do the same, folks. Right. You heard it here. 9 popcorn buckets.
Straight out of the cinema, quick little thing, but we'll be doing a deep dive in our upcoming review.
In-depth full review. Yes. But yeah, stay tuned, folks, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, see you in the next one.